Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Geronimo.
Stand if you think it's you. Further back, further forward, right there. So, do you live in a vibrational world?
Yes.
Are you vibrational beings?
Yes.
Do you read your vibration through thought? You read your vibration through emotion?
Yes.
It pleases you to think thoughts?
Yes.
Thinking thoughts is as delicious as eating? Yes. Thinking thoughts can even be sensual?
Yes.
Thinking thoughts can be tactile?
Yes.
Because thinking thoughts produces emotion. And nothing is more sensual than emotion. So, thinking thoughts causes emotional movement, and emotional movement can be equated to molding things into place. So, as I begin to feel my way through things, I'm actually creating through the moving of energy. So, my thought comes first, and then the emotion follows. But by reaching for the emotion, I can direct the thought. Ooh, we're thinking about. The thought comes first and the emotion follows, but by carrying about the emotion, I can direct the thought. Because you can hook into a feeling, and by hooking into the feeling, you'll set a vibrational tone, and then law of attraction will bring the thoughts that are equivalent to that. See what we're getting at? Where if you think the thought first, and the thought's off kilter, and now you're trying to think a better thought, it's much harder, isn't it? So the new book is, I create with my belly. No, that's not good. My guts are out there ahead of me. We're reaching for the mass market.
My passion is growing things, fruits, vegetables, nuts, flowers. My produce is the passion of all the squirrels in the area. My husband shoots the squirrels. And even though
Is there a market for squirrel?
Not that I know of. I believe in the sanctity of life, but I also want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And so what's the answer to this dilemma?
Well, it seems, we know it does, that the critters are drawn to your gardens. And to some degree they are, because they do want to eat. But what really starts a rampage is a lot of thought or attention to something. So the critters nibble, you overreact. As you send out your vibration, you send out an advertisement that brings them from further and wider than they would have come. In other words, the word on the street wouldn't carry as far as your vibrational advertisement, you see. So it's one of those things where you say, stop eating my garden and I'll feel better. And we say, feel better and they will stop eating your garden. Only you say, but I didn't feel bad before they started eating my garden. In other words, I don't think that I was worried about them eating my garden and that's what's attracted them. And we say, but if you put it in perspective, if you realize that everything becomes more and more and more, the more attention you give to it. In other words, when you are aggravated to the point that you are taking guns and killing them, there is a strong attention to them, you see. And what we've been talking about just before you came here is a very good basis, because it's hard to accept that your garden is a vibrational garden, because it feels so tangible, and it's hard to accept that the critters are vibrational critters because they're right there munching. It's hard to accept that it is a vibrational world. We know it is. But when you tend to things vibrationally instead of physically, you have far more power than you know. We've talked to so many people who have had pests of all kinds, and the more attention you give to it, the bigger it gets. It's just law of attraction, law of attraction, law of attraction. Sometimes you might say, well, even if I could